Before we do that, I want to give you a Bible verse, really a verse to encourage Nikki and Len. In my childhood home, my parents had, in a small frame in the hallway, a verse from Luke. And there is a verse here which tells us that Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. The version my parents had was Jesus himself drew near and went with them. And my parents, who were Christians, they, on their wedding service order, had that text printed on the back page of it. Jesus himself drew near and went with them. And Nikki and Len, we've been glad that the Lord has drawn near and gone with you down your years individually, and this last year since you've been married. And we're going to pray that he would continually draw near to you and go with you. So come and join me here at front. Friends, today in the presence of God amongst his people, we give thanks for Len and Nikki, for the first year of married life, to rejoice together and to ask God's blessing. The scriptures teach us that marriage is a gift of God in creation and a holy mystery in which a man and woman become one flesh. It's God's purpose as husband and wife give themselves to each other in love throughout their lives. They should be united in that love as Christ is united with his church. It's given that a husband and wife may comfort each other and help each other living faithfully together in times of need as well as plenty, in sadness and in joy, in sickness and in health. In marriage, a couple belong together and live a new life within the community. Therefore, we pray this morning with them that, strengthened and guided by God, they may continue to fulfill his purpose, their life together. And let's, as a congregation, together join in and thank God, saying, O God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for marriage and all the blessings of family life. We thank you for the teaching of Jesus about marriage, for his power to help us in marriage, and for his presence now. We thank you for all who work to strengthen family life and to uphold the standards of our Lord and Master, Jesus Christ. Amen. Len and Nikki, I invite you now to remember your covenant with one another made on your wedding day. Why don't you face each other?
Nicola, in the presence of God, I renew my commitment to you, my wife, and all that I am, I give to you, and all that I have, I share with you. Whatever the future holds, I will love you and stand by you as long as we both shall live.
Lenai Tassi, in the presence of God, I renew my commitment to you, my husband. All that I am, I give to you, and all that I have, I share with you. Whatever the future holds, I will love you and stand by you, as long as we both shall live.
Question for us all, will you, the church family of Len and Nikki in the UK, continue to support and uphold them in their marriage now and in the years to come? We will. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you today for Len and Nikki and for leading them to each other in friendship and love, commitment and trust, and for bringing them here for blessing of their marriage. And they're now going to join together in a prayer.
Heavenly Father, we offer you our souls and bodies, our thoughts and words and deeds, and our love for one another. Unite our wills in your will, that we may grow together in love and peace all the days of our life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Living God, by the presence of your Holy Spirit, may Len and Nikki know the risen Christ be always with them as they live out their covenant with you and each other together. May their lives be a witness to your saving love in this troubled world. May they grow together in your sight, and each be to the other a companion in joy, a comfort in sorrow, and a strength in need. And may their home be a place of security and peace. Amen.
Amen.
So may God, the Holy Trinity, make you strong in faith and love, defend you on every side, and guide you in truth and peace. Amen.
Amen.
We do applaud you, and it's lovely to have you back amongst us. And I think there's some special sort of cake and things at the back afterwards, so do enjoy that. And do come to the Hannah Room at 4 o'clock if you want to hear more about the mission work they involve.